Hi, everybody. Well, this tonight is our PBS radio show, Creation Light Shift Healing. And this is Saturday night live on the Light Shift, which means that today is Saturday. The date is April is the month. 8th is the day, 2017. So let's hear the date. Now, just kind of notice how your body's feeling. So remember, last year and the year before, going back to maybe your whole life on this date, there could have been a trauma on it, and now you're re-experiencing it today. So just see if this makes sense to you. So here we go. Releasing that energy from this date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, it's getting heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there it is. It's cleared out. Okay. Now let's continue on here. We're going to bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or cell phone, whatever you're listening to give you peace energy. So I'll use the word stronger to activate them. And here we go. Stronger. In fact, if you have a couple screens up or maybe two light beams on your monitor screen, I would like you, since we have three different types of light beams, I'd like you to indicate to the light beam on your monitor screen if you want it to be male, female, or non-gender. Okay. Oh, here we go. You need to do that. Stronger, say it out loud. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now let's eliminate an incident that you're having. And here we go. You might have something going on in your life, situation, owie or something. And here we go. Releasing that from you. So think of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now, before we bring Ann on, what I would like to do for everybody is I would like to bring you back to that perfect age that you were in the past, if there is such a thing for you. I want you to search your memories. And, you know, maybe perfect age could be when you were the most joyous, happiness that was on your life. Or maybe it could be the day you got married, or maybe it was the day you got divorced. So, anyway, one of those days that you really enjoyed or that year, okay? And if you happen to know the month in that year, that's great that this happened to you for, but you know, like if you say, yeah, I really felt great, wonderful, had a wonderful time. I enjoyed going to college, had lots of friends, and I was, 20 years of age, wonderful time. I graduated when I was 21, and, oh, man, that was awful. So you may want to pick 20, okay? So here we go. So I want you to pick that particular age that you were, and if you happen to know maybe a month in that age that you really felt wonderful, I'm going to bring you back. Do that right now. Feel that energy. Now, the nice thing is that if you're on the conference call tomorrow, which is 7 hours in length, I'll be able to connect with you then also, so you can hold this particular age today and tomorrow till the call ends. And what that will do for you is that by bringing in this wellness, wholeness energy, whatever word you want to use, their happiness, without the traumas that you maybe look at now, you know, after that good time in your life, your body can heal and bring forth that wonderful energy. So I think we're all on the same page. So here we go. So I want you all now to think of that particular age that you were, or maybe year, either way works, you know. And from there, I want you to kind of focus on that particular month or year. Here we go. I'm going to turn back the clock and bring you into that age. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100, and you're actually going to physically feel your body shift. Okay? And maybe the wrinkles that you have on your face, if you're a little bit older, may go away, may start to smile, and maybe you might be filled with happiness, maybe you might have an emotion where you start crying. Who knows? But here we go. I'm going to start counting now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Sense your body energies now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So you're now at the age that you would like to be, feeling that wonderful energy. So, Ann, I'll put you on. Are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. That was very profound. Thank you so much. I had made a note from our conversation earlier to bring up, talk more about aging, and not aging, I should say, but that you just outdid any conversation we could have by putting us back to a wonderful year of our lives. And I actually felt something go from my head all the way through my body to my toes, you know, like an inside shadow or light or something went through me. So that was very profound. I'm surprised I can think right now, because that was wonderful. Somebody already wrote in, my perfect good year was age 16 when I received my driver's license. I'm a teenager again. I like that. Wonderful. So, wow, Ron. I just want to remind everybody that you can send us a message to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat. We'd love to hear how everyone feels now. Ron also did some very powerful healings last night, so if anyone was noticing effects from that today, we would love to hear from you. And later in the show, Ron will be bilocating all of us to Creation Lightship, and where you can request a physical healing, though you're already getting quite a healing from what Ron just did. But still, we could possibly use a little tweaking, so you'll want to be prepared for that. Write it down, and you can send us requests of any rooms you might like to visit later. Well, so Ron, I guess what's happening is you put our bodies back to an age, which is obviously younger. I don't think anyone chose to be. I want to go 20 years in the future. So we're younger, and that's going to have an effect on our health, because our bodies have to respond to that and be changed by this, what you're doing, right? Can you just talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you're regressing by bringing that energy to you. Remember, the body works on energies. And I think you all understand what just happened to you, is that you're now living with the energy signature of that age that you selected. So hopefully you're smiling, you're feeling great, And remember, when you're in this energy, you're not living the energy that you are now, okay, of your current age. You're living in that energy back then. That's why I said maybe some wrinkles might go away. You might just get up and walk around. You might feel like, wow, I'm completely different now. I used to have a backache when I had that car accident when I was 50, and I'm only 22 now, and maybe that energy that you had is gone. So, I like to, we'll just see what people say. Hopefully this is a really profound healing for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, well, that is really amazing. And I have to try to think again. Okay, let me read some email messages on other subjects, and then we can come back to talking a little bit about this. Oh, wait, maybe we've got some things coming in. Here we go. The healing you just did to go back to an age was amazing. I felt that energy. I went back to 1986. Thank you. Right, and actually, as always, it'll be even more interesting to hear from people over the next few days and through next week about how they've really changed in their lives, I think we all feel wonderful whenever you do healings, Ron, but then as we go along, we notice what really happens. Okay. All right, so last night you suggested, based on a listener's situation, that we all clear our feet today. Because from being on Earth, the aliens attach things to our feet. And a listener had been to some, so-called sacred sites on Earth, and she's mostly cleared, you said, except for her feet. So I wanted to share that what I did today was the skin aura clearing, and one of its questions or one of the subjects you can choose are feet. It's right on there. So I put in fact, let me see if I can find it because I'm still running it. I wrote in, disconnect feet from old Earth and all alien connections and cords. And then the skin auric, of course, has skin connection points, pore connection points, bodily fluid connection points, programs, backup programs, parasites, implants. It's very, very thorough. And so we have another question about this healing. If you have problems, serious problems with your skin, this listener's got very fair skin and has had problems with diseases for 45 years. And they've had to have a lot of, medical procedures. Will the skin auric clearing rid my skin of this problem?
I can't say that. I can't say that. I don't know.
Right.
First thing is, are you willing to invest in your life? Okay? So give it a try. No. Back to you, Ann.
And also, you need to have done the emotional clearing before you do the skin auric, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct.
And also, it's not on the website, so you need to write to Ron and, I guess, send your receipt or tell him that you've done the emotional healing, and then he'll pay for the skin auric. It's $200. And it's unlimited. You have it for life. And then Ron will send you the codes to get into it. And it is wonderful. Okay, someone wrote in, thank you, Ron, for Friday night show healing for replacing the energy from a missing body part. It was comforting. Much appreciated. And that's from the... that's from the person who actually requested it. And we've got some room requests coming in. Thank you very much. Okay. Oh, if I just tuned in, can I still get the age regression healing from earlier in the show? Good question.
What's that again?
That someone just came on the show. I guess you'd already begun the age regression. And can they sort of get in on it still? Are they going to get that energy?
No. It's already been done.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I don't know. I'm not going to. That will not work on the archives. It's just a lot of energy, and it's that. That's it. I'm sorry, but that's all I can do for you.
Okay. Now, but people, if you're on the 8-hour, 7-hour, rather, call tomorrow. Like maybe some people that are coming on that weren't on tonight, but so they will get it, right?
So I don't know. I'll have to find out tomorrow.
Okay.
I would say typically not.
Oh, all right.
The clearing.
Okay.
The advantage is if they're, and we do have listeners who are on the call tomorrow, so it'll just continue on through the night because they already paid for the clearing.
Got it.
So I can hold their energy.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. We have some questions here about some healings, Ron. Can you do the mind-to-heart drop when you're doing clearings? So, for instance, clearings that last a long time, and sometimes my mind goes off track and has some cluttered thoughts.
I'm not going to do probably too many more clearings. Is that what you're asking? If I
no,
can do another?
Asking if I believe the answer is yes, that
okay.
You can do the mind-to-heart drop any time, whether you're doing healings or not doing healings.
That is correct.
It wouldn't interfere with anything.
So it's a little hard for me to get into the mental realm because I'm holding space for everybody on the call here on the BBS show, keeping them at that current age. So maybe you could read some emails and things, but I can't have a mental show tonight.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go into the mental realm because I'm holding peace.
Right.
Everybody experience their peace with their age that they would like to have gone into.
Okay. All right. So we have a testimonial for the whole life emotional clearing. I noticed two things right off the bat. My lower back pain is 95% gone when I sleep, and my teeth sensitivity is down to nothing. This happened in less than 12 hours.
Good.
Good. Okay. Now, people do ask this one. Do you help people sort out what the next step is? I have done the whole life emotional clearing and death barcodes. So they're wondering which ones to do next. Do you want me to talk about that a little, Ron?
No, I can't answer that.
Okay.
Well, anything mental that I got to dig up and figure out what to tell people, that's the only thing I can do is go to the light ship with them. So I guess it's your show tonight, Ann. I'm holding space.
Okay. Well, I'll answer that based on what Ron has told us in the past. One is often when you do the emotional clearing, it becomes very clear to you. Things in your life start to shift and change, and then certain things will stick up as a problem, and so you'll kind of intuitively know. But also, Ron recommends, and I don't know if that was a man or a woman writing in, but especially for men, Ron recommends the mental body. And even some women, men and women, can be actually more mental than emotional. I know a lot of people really benefit from the entity removal clearing because there are entities, meaning ghosts all over that want to attach to us and drive us crazy and really throw us off. So I think that's an important one to do. And in fact, if you're feeling hesitant or confused a little bit, that really might be it, now that I am thinking of it, that maybe you've got entities kind of trying to distract you or throw you off a little bit. Okay, let's see what else we have here. So Ron suggested last night that we clear our feet also on the grid line and ley line clearing. So if anyone tried that today, we would love to hear from them. And that Ron also thought we might feel even more firmly on the new earth by doing that. So that would be great. Someone wrote in, being on the new earth is magnificent. I have not seen so many fluffy white cotton ball clouds in many years. So that's interesting, and that's another thing Ron would love to hear about, you know, just your experiences on the new earth. And last night we talked about how things online, like someone said emails and I said YouTube videos, just aren't holding any interest and any energy anymore, and it's so clear they're on the old earth. It occurred to me that the only thing not on my premises is my assets that are in a bank. So I have started commanding that they be with me on the new earth. So if people want to try that or do that for themselves as well, that would be a great idea. Okay. Let's see here. A few people asked for that article about alcohol and the description of how it's like a ghoul eating the body. So, okay. I guess you've been asking people for requests, Ron, for special healing calls, and we do get some requests for the pin removal again and the shackles, and someone has a suggestion that if you could do one for teeth and issues with people's teeth. And actually where I think that you would have that taken care of is in June. The plan is for Ron to do another body organ restoration call, which is always, wonderful and very powerful. So you'll be able to... you'll be able to get those issues cleared up on that call if Ron doesn't decide to do a special call for that. Okay. So we have, Ron has a healing called an orb removal clearing, and someone wrote in, and we've heard this before, that sometimes you actually see orbs in a movie or a TV show, and I think it would be a good idea for you, because they might have connected to you, to do the orb clearing, Ron. What do you think of that? If you see orbs on something...
Yeah, if you see orbs, definitely do an orb clearing, because, you know, they're probably going to attach to you. So another way of saying that, you may not see an orb physically, you know, like, you know, you're in your room and you see an orb flying around your room, bouncing up and down or floating, and then all of a sudden it touches your skin. You probably won't see that. Now, if you had your cell phone and you took a picture of yourself, if you have your cell phone back maybe 10 feet from you and you're sitting or standing and, you know, you take a picture, and then all of a sudden one shows up, then you know that it's tracking you, because why would it be in your room? So then you better do an orb clearing, because it's probably going to land on you. So that's one way to understand this. The next thing is, remember, everything is conscious. So if you get a picture of an orb, just like the picture of you that you normally would put up, we'll say, changing it slightly, a picture of you that you have in front of your monitor screen, the light beam connects to you, your physical picture, and that gets connected to you physically. That's how the healings can work if you're not in front of your computer. Well, you see a picture of an orb, it's conscious, that picture. Those pixels are active, and that could actually pop into you or be around you also because you're looking at it. So you might want to consider that, okay? So if you do see orbs, et cetera, you may wish to, you know, do that orb clearing. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, someone else asking about the skin auric. So I hope I have described it well enough. I have talked about that quite a bit on other shows. So I think if you have any other questions about it, just let us know. Okay, so somebody went shopping today, so they were out, and all of a sudden they felt pain in their back and the top of their head. So they did the mind-to-heart drop and increased their life force energy. But this, whatever this, they assume it was an attack from the outside. It hurt for a while, and it was upsetting. Are there any suggestions when you're out and something like that happens?
Typically, you may want to go onto the alien attack page. A lot of people have that. It's $30 a month, dollar a day, basically. And people have that clearing up in case something happens, and there are unknowns listed on some of those clearings that's on there. So that's for stuff that you don't know what's going on. Remember, how many shapeshifters have you seen today in the stores? Remember, you know, people, things are walking around in a bodysuit that look human, but what's really under the skin? So as you go out, maybe one in every 100 people that you see is actually a shapeshifter down here looking for victims or sightseeing, you know, wanting to harvest you. And you don't know what's going on, but they're here, you know. So that sounds a little far-fetched to some of you. Look up in the sky and look at all those flat-bottom clouds that you see. Those are alien ships. Hello. You don't think they're going to put a ground crew down here and people? And the cloud forms around the ships just because it's just a thing that happens. I would imagine that the alien ships, you know, are cloaking on that cloud, but maybe they have no control over the cloud forming around their ship. So right away, you can see them. So like I said, you know, they're there, and they can be here also, invisible, and latching on to somebody. So that's the way it is, you know. Not trying to scare anybody, but if you don't know the truth of what's happening, then, you know, it's a problem for you. So why not understand that the clearing there for $30 a month can definitely help you to get this stuff off of you. So back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. I believe it was 2 weeks ago on Friday I started going over this healing on the air, and it's so long I didn't even get through it all. But as Ron says, it's pretty amazing, and I'm actually doing it right now because I had to go out earlier in the week and a couple of people touched me, which is always the worst. And sure enough, I did not feel well when I got home, and I didn't sleep well. I should have just known because I knew I was touched and just done it. But unfortunately, I suffered through a bad night and realized, wow, something got me. So as Ron says, for $30, it's just an amazing, thorough healing. And I'm pretty much all of them, Ron, say unknown. So if you're doing, for instance, alien race attack removal, I don't know who any of the aliens are. I'm pretty happy about that. So I usually do that one as unknown. I've also done it where I click through some of the things that are listed there just in case to be a little more thorough. And I'll just read them quickly. Alien attack channels through humans removal, alien implants removal, alien parasitic life form removal, alien shape shifter removal that Ron was just talking about. And then I think that's as far as I got going over them. But then the next one is alien mind hypnosis. Wow, you could have that going on and not know. And you could, I feel, Ron, and you tell me if this is possible, like you could have a situation, alien mind hypnosis, for instance, that might have been going on your whole life, and you might get rid of it now in this energy of the new earth, and that might never come back. You might just be totally clear and free and have a whole new life because of that.
Yeah, I would say that'd be correct, yeah. I mean, get some testimonials from people, you know, that we just got through doing this clearing on. I'd be very curious on that to see how you're doing.
And then, you know, I guess the bad news is aliens and alien planets, which is every planet, cord us. So if you weren't aware of that, sorry. So there is an alien life forms cording removal and an alien planet cording removal. And then the last one is something that, you know, could happen any time to anybody, pretty much, because we go online, and it's web attack removal. Sometimes you just never know. You're on, well, not on Creation Lightship, but on certain other websites, and you think things are fine, but maybe you click on a link or something like that. I know that's happened to me. And then you need to clear off those attachments. I can't imagine there's anyone who that hasn't happened to. So that alone would make it worth it to run that clearing. Okay, let me see what else we have here. Okay. Someone sent in, a question and a testimonial. After the pin clearing yesterday, my posture has changed. I have less tightness through my back. Many thanks again. And the question is, can you please explain the process of the finger movement? They want to learn the method and understand why we need it. Would you like me to just keep going, Ron?
Yeah, you keep going. Yeah, I'm still holding space. You're doing a great job. But just a little lower voice.
Oh, am I too loud? Okay, thank you.
Lower, deeper.
A little deeper voice. Okay.
I'm just joking.
That's okay. So the finger movement, and what possibly has happened is Ron, of course, has explained this in depth on the shows, but we sometimes mention it, and maybe this is someone new, and they're like, what do they mean by that? And it's basically you want to make sure you're in the now, that you're in the moment on the CLS now timeline of light, and I would say also now on the CLS new earth. And what you do is you take your pointer finger, you can use either hand. In fact, it's a good idea to switch them off so you're not doing anything robotically or by habit, and point it up in the air out in front of you, stretch your arm out, and then draw it in towards your face. You can do it in the mirror, or you just touch your nose. That's what I do. And hopefully, when you do that, you draw your finger towards you. It touches your nose directly in the center. And that would indicate you are in your body, you're heart-centered, and you're on the CLS now timeline of light. And if you're to the right, that would indicate you're living in the future, and to the left, you're living in the past. And it's amazing to do this. If you find you're to the right or left, just slowly move your finger to the center, and you will actually feel yourself shift back into the present moment, which is where you want to be. Oh, good. We're getting in lots of rooms. Thank you very much. Someone wrote in, this was after you regressed our ages, Ron. I suddenly feel energetic. Had to get up and move around. I will like getting accustomed to being this age again. Thanks. Okay. Right. So I hope that was clear, everybody. If anybody, I don't know if we've had that written up as a description before, but if anybody thinks I left anything out or need to talk more about that, please, you know, let me know, because it's a good one. It's an important one. So I find myself more, Ron, I was always saying I command to be on the CLS Now Timeline of Light, and now I'm saying I command to be on the CLS New Earth. And it's about the same thing, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Here's another question I can answer. Is there a specific diet that the Creation Lightship recommends? No.
You can only command to go onto the New Earth as much as you've done clearings. So your spirit will go there once you enter there once. So your spirit, as you do a clearing and you get rid of the density off of your spirit that contaminated your spirit from one of the energetic bodies. So saying it differently, your energetic bodies, when they're not cleared, have contaminated your spirit. And so each energetic body has your spirit in it. So if you remember the old days in school when you got a pair of scissors and you folded paper back and forth a bunch of times and you made a little figure of a person, then you pulled it out and you got like 20 of these, we'll say. Well, that's kind of like your energetic bodies. Each one of those has your spirit in it, and it fully inhabits that body. Now, if you clear one of those bodies, that means that you have that body cleared, and the spirit that was associated with that body can now go to the New Earth. So are you all there? No. Just part of you is there, one of your spirit fragments, we'll say. So just keeping it simple, we'll say that you have 20 energetic bodies. Just make it more simpler. Yep, we'll just say you have 10 energetic bodies, okay? I don't know how many we have on the website, but 10 is a pretty good number. So from there, you clear one energetic body. That clears your spirit that lives in that energetic body. It has to be activated by you. Remember, the Earth Spirit gave you that body, but it has to get life from your spirit and your body to exist. So when you clear that energetic body, it clears you, takes away the energy out of your physical body, and it also clears your spirit. So now your spirit is on the New Earth, okay? And the parts of you that were affected by that physical body also can go to the New Earth. Now, are you going to look like you are here? Well, you may look like Swiss cheese. You only did one energetic body, but you're still there. Now, do more clearings, and a lot of the people who are experiencing these results, maybe they've already had and been with me for years, and maybe they do a whole lifetime clearing, maybe once every 3 months or so. And they're the people that have done maybe, just say, 10 clearings, if you have done that, and you've been on the conference calls to get that reinforced, and you're probably actually walking over there pretty much in totality, okay? And so now, for those people, what you're doing now is you're straddling, kind of walking in time and also walking out of time. And that's what's happening to you. So I guess I could probably stop there. Probably got 3-4 minutes before the lightship portion of the call. So you can go on from there, Anne.
Okay. Terrific, Ron. So just to be clear, someone asked about diet, and Ron has said many times that no, he would never tell anybody what to eat. Everyone's different, and eat whatever, you know, is good for your body. Okay, somebody sent in an experience. I'm going to save with a planetary thing. I'm going to save that for Friday night for paranormal night. Okay, we're getting in more room requests. Thank you very much, people. Okay, I don't know, Ron, if you want to talk about this. how to manifest on the new earth. Will we be manifesting on the new earth, Ron, or will it be any
manifest instantly.
Okay.
Spirit manifests for you. There's no mind energy there.
Okay. And, well, okay, Ron, well, that's a really good reminder. Thank you for saying that. There's just no mind energy. Great. And just a reminder, someone sent in a question. Ron never recommends meditation for any reason at any time because your body, or rather your spirit, can be stolen because it's a function of you not really being in your body. It's a mental energy, so you don't want to do that. Okay. Well, are we? I think we're close enough now, Ron. If we can go to the light ship, it's in 1 minute. It'll be quarter of. So everyone wants to request a physical healing out loud, or write it down and pin it to yourself. And Ron, do you want me to be telling you the rooms that people requested, or send them to you?
Let's see here. Let me see what's happening here. I need about a minute here.
Okay. Okay. So the other thing I thought of about last night and clearing our feet, Ron has recently gifted us with being able to redo our whole life healings by putting spirit after our name. So I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to on the grid line clearing, and I actually don't have the ley line clearing, so maybe I'll get that now. I thought I'm going to do my name, spirit. I always put in time and out of time, spirit. Clear that first, and then do the same thing, my name, in time and out of time, feet, so that my feet are getting cleared on the grid line healing for my whole life.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, because we can, you know, if you start putting in, you could, for instance, the person that wrote in last night about, you know, going to those places, they might want to do the incident box as well and clear, and maybe I will think of something, you know, that I might especially need cleared or something in the future, but, you know, right now I don't. I don't, you know, I just want to generally clear my feet. Oh, and I also didn't say when I did clear them on the skin auric, they felt quite tingly. So I know that I did have things attached to my feet. And now that I'm so young, you know, I want to be light-footed. I don't want to walk heavy or hard.
Okay, so I can read things, but I can't get on it. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. Here we go. And this only works live for people listening to our VBS show today on Saturday. So here we go. Going up to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And I'll count to five to go there. You're going to be bi-located out of time. Here we go. So going up, one, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. First room I see is the circulatory room. So let's go in there. If you have any concerns, request your healing. So light beings are there to help you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And another room here is baby elephants. So again, request your healing out loud. There's three little baby elephants coming to you. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And the next room is, oh, we got fairies. Wow, the fairy room. So maybe they're buzzing around your room right now where you are. So here we go. There'll be three fairies coming. A little stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have the centrifuge room. So this is used to help eliminate stubborn things that you have with you that just you have a problem with. So here we go. Centrifuge room, stronger. Extra healing, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room. Let's go for the room where the big sunflowers are. So these sunflowers are probably taller than you. So here we go, sunflower room. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll bring you some more energy for that. One, two, three, four, and five. Next, we have a request for the rainforest room. And here comes the rainforest energies to help heal you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And somebody wants the gold room. So here we go. Gold energy coming our way. This may be the gold dust room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last room will be the room with salt. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we'll come back from the light shift here. And coming back down. One, two, three, four, five. And remember, this only worked for people that were on the call today. And you should be feeling a lot of peace energy now. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I don't remember if I said this earlier, but it's important. If you're on the show tonight, you can still sign up to be on the call tomorrow. So you can just find that on Ron's website. So if you just go in there, either during the show or right after, you can still sign up and join us at 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow morning. Okay, we have a message, feeling carefree as when young. Hi, Ron. It's been a long time since I felt this carefree. Like when I was 12, I had forgotten how spontaneous and free I used to feel. What a blessing. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, listener.
Yep, so hopefully you're on the call tomorrow so you can stay with this energy tonight when you're sleeping, because it may change your life as you have this energy of youthing, we'll call that, and whatever else, you know, everybody else is having happening to them. So it could, you know, energetically change your life because, see, once your body gets used to a pattern, so you're in patterns, you're in timelines, and everything else that's corrupting you. So right now, we got rid of a lot of your corruption, especially if you're older and you went back, you know, 40 years or something, you know? And so right away, that's the 40 years, right now where you are does not exist. In fact, try to look at something that happened to you from age that you wanted to be and look into your future. There shouldn't really be anything existing there because you're on that timeline right now fully at that particular age, and the future timelines do not exist for you. So, you know, that's the way it should feel for you. So right away, your body now can't have its wellness and get, in a sense, I don't want to use the word reprogrammed, but I don't know what other word to use right now. But your body now is integrating the way you were back then. And, you know, if your body could actually talk to you, it would probably think, gee, what happened to me? You know, I used to, I live this way now, and how could this, you know, if it could see future events, wow, how could this happen? So anyway, I think you all understand that, and hopefully you're doing wonderful. So back to you, Ann. Looks like we got about 10 more minutes or so on the show.
Okay, well, if I'm any indication, Ron, I feel fantastic as well, just very peaceful, and that's such a wonderful gift you've given us. And as you were speaking, I thought, wow, I think every other sentence that we say better be a command to be on the CLS Now Timeline of Light or on the CLS New Earth, so we don't get on any timelines.
Yep.
Okay.
I guess I'll announce Expo at the end of the month here. So the end of this month, and we're in April, so it's the 28th through the 30th in San Mateo, California. And the two airports, there's an Oakland airport and a San Francisco airport. And this is probably about the middle of where the two are, okay? So you could go into either airport if you wish. And I think the driving time is maybe about the same. So anyway, it'll be starting Friday, the 28th, and ending on Sunday. We'll have our light chamber booth there and the healing monitors. And it's very nice because we have just a great time there. I do have two lectures, and hopefully you're going to be there. So I will have a way to have the audio for the two lectures there, so you can listen to them. We'll be talking about that maybe in a week or so here. And I guess next Saturday, which is the 15th, we're doing the Spirit in the Box, and that's starting at 11 o'clock Pacific time, and that's 2 o'clock Eastern. And the cost for that is $50. It'll be around a three-hour conference call, and it should be wonderful. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, terrific, Ron. Thank you. Is the call at 11, or I believe it's at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Ron?
Oh, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
I was thinking 1, but I said 11.
Right.
Oh, well.
I think it was posted, unfortunately, incorrectly at 11. That's where that came from, but the email and everything went out for 1 o'clock. And everyone, it's $50, and you should get an email receipt as well as an email with the phone and code. But if you don't, you can send your receipt in to creationlightship@yahoo.com or clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will send you the phone number and code you need to call in. And someone is, I guess, new to the calls, Ron, the weekend calls, and their question is, do they send you an email for their healing requests for the, when they're on the calls? But the answer is no. You just as tonight, you speak that out loud to the light beings. You must do that because, as Ron has explained, they see you as perfect. So you have to say, but this part of my body hurts or is having this situation. And so you're standing in front of the greatest doctors in the world that can do things for you, but they won't do anything unless you ask them and explain to them what you need. So you don't need to send that to Ron, no. You just need to say it loud or write it down. I mean, especially if you're going to be on any calls absentee, like the one tomorrow, you want to write things down and so it's really clear to the light beings what you'd like them to work on. And
Just put your picture of yourself in front of your monitor screen. Make sure you change your settings so that your monitor screen stays on. And then from there, you could write down next to the picture of you facing the monitor screen what you want to have worked with. Simple as that. Back
right.
to you.
Right. And I don't think you mentioned pictures for the light chamber, Ron, and people can still send you their picture on an email, correct?
Yes, it's a $100 donation. Just send me the donation receipt, and then, send me the picture, we'll say, as an attachment, maybe or in the body of the email. Normally, I think it's an attachment. and then I'll print that out and put that in the light chamber. So whenever the light chamber is turned on, you are going to have healings brought your way. And you have lots of healings. So back to you.
Okay. Here's another testimonial, Ron. Hi, Ron. I am enjoying my Merkaba, which you infused with energy at the recent New York Life Expo. I always take a few moments with it before I leave in the morning and in the evening also. After only a few moments, I get some body movement. Is this a reaction from my spirit? Can you speak about this? Thank you.
The Merkaba, when you have it in front of you, will emit to you your perfection of your body, and it works with your spirit. So that's kind of what you are on a cellular level. But yeah, very possibly it could, I can't really say it can do a healing on you. You can't request a healing, but it will realign you to the perfection that it can do for you. So I guess that's the only way I can talk about it. It's used just to kind of give you like a little booster shot of energy, in a sense, and it can imprint back onto you, you know, its perfection of you. Remember, if you have blockages, it may not work, but if you have a little blockage, just, you know, a slight one, it can probably override that and make you feel better. So that's what it's for. So back to you.
Okay, yes, that's nice. Okay. Let me see what else. We are getting some more questions about the new Earth, but we can save those for Monday's show. Somebody, let me see. Oh, maybe we can answer this one tonight, Ron. If someone has been diagnosed with something, you know, a condition, and this one happens to be a mental condition, can you recommend a healing?
Well, if it deals with the mind, you have a lot of mind clearings, you know, send your mind and just start doing some of those. I'm assuming that you already had your emotional clearing, okay? So you've already had that clearing. If you haven't had it, that's where you begin. And if it bothers you a lot that you were diagnosed with something, does it give you fear? Does it give you trauma, anxiety? If it does, then you need to do the whole lifetime clearing of those before you do the mental one. So you don't want to go into a clearing with anxiety, because that anxiety body is where you're living. You want to clear out where you're living first and then go into, you have a mind matrix clearing. You know, it could be in your natal barcode. You have, I think we have a bundle for mind stuff. Mental clearing. What else do we have, Ann? Think of another one.
Well, I'm sorry, I was reading an email there. Did you mention the special generic clearing?
Yeah, that one could also work.
Right.
But and then how much do you rely on your diagnosis, okay? Do you truly believe it and imprint that into your body that you have this? What if they made a mistake? Okay? And so you need to really understand what's going on with you and how much you're choosing to believe it. I can tell you a quick story here, maybe for a minute. Years and years ago, a person's grandmother, so I'll just say she was 85, and she'd go in for her once-a-year checkup to her family doctor. So she went there, he did test on her, then he gives her this phone call of grave news. He goes, oh, man, you have so-and-so cancer. Well, she, you know, probably fainted or something, took a hook, line, and sinker, and she developed cancer instantly. And then the doctor calls her up about 2 weeks later and says, oh, no, I'm really sorry, but I've misdiagnosed you with somebody else and I made a mistake. Well, I think she died a month later. So her thoughts killed her. And who really killed her was the doctor, but because he gave her false information, okay? You need to remember that, you know, that just because somebody says something, that's their truth. Is it your truth? Well, you can do clearings to release these blocked energies that's causing your problem. Can I guarantee it's going to help you 100%? No. But it will make you feel better. And as you move through the clearings, then very possibly you might find the right energetic body to do a wonderful healing on you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, it's almost time to end the show. I have one more question. Can we send money to you for the Merkabah like we did the light being picture and the lightship insignia, or do we have to go to an expo to get it? Thank you, Ron.
Yes, you could. That would work fine. And it's on the website.
Right.
Or what you could do is just use the donation button and do that, and then send me the receipt that you get from PayPal in the mail, and then I will send it to you and then do the clearing over the telephone. So
right.
Easier to do a donation.
Right.
And then just send me the receipt and then send me a letter with your phone number of what, you know, particular energies, you know, as far as what photos you'd like to have. We will send it out to you. And then I need your phone number to call you, and I will energize those photos for you in your hand after you receive them. So, looks like it's time for the Mind to Heart Drop. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop. And this is how it works. You need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate this action, you need to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. Okay, everybody. Thank you, listeners. You'll be young until maybe midnight tonight. So stay youthful if you're on the call tomorrow. And you got a whole day of this here, additional, and that could do a lot of healing on you. So blessings, everybody. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Ann. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.